Hello to anyone who may be listening. My name's A, and this is The Scene. This is a new project I'm going to be working on gradually, maybe once or twice a week, that I feel like is just what I needed. This is the platform in which I feel I can best express myself and reach out to as many people as I possibly can. When I say scene, I don't mean the, 2007 MySpace emo, like I'm sure plenty of you are immediately thinking of. No, we are not going to be listening to Blood on the Dance Floor anytime soon. But I mean basically anything you could possibly find in an alternative press magazine, which I have a subscription to say the least. So you're going to be finding a lot of pop punk, metalcore, alternative, and some surprises here and there that you might not expect from me, but my music taste you will find is very broad. Growing up around who I've had a lot of influences on my music taste, and so it's pretty broad. You'll be surprised, but those are the things that I usually lean towards and you'll be hearing the most of. Now, first and foremost, let's get started with some new music. This just came out on August 18th. It's Neck Deep's new album, Peace in the Panic, which I've listened to a couple of times through now already, and it's honestly wonderful. I know a lot of people are saying that it's too poppy, in whatever that's supposed to mean, that it's not pop punk enough, or it's not old Neck Deep, as a lot of people say, but I honestly, I don't want to say a new lover of Neck Deep, because I have listened to them for a couple years now, ever since about when they dropped their second to last album. That's when I found Neck Deep. I saw them live with All Time Low and Sleeping with Sirens in November of 2015, I believe, and I fell in love. I think their stage presence was wonderful, and I think that this album, even though no, it might not be like old Neck Deep, it's still Neck Deep. And I feel like a lot of people are so caught up in keeping up this. They would rather have consistency and be the exact same over and over again than stepping out of their comfort zone, stepping outside of the box, being a little different, being a little more fun, or trying new things. And even when it's good, people aren't really into it, which, I mean, people have their own preferences, but I really like the album so far. And this song coming up is In Bloom, and it was the fourth release off the album, I do believe. And I have been listening to this song nonstop, and so without further ado, here is In Bloom by Neck Deep. All right, that was Neck Deep with their song In Bloom off their most recent album, The Peace and the Panic, that dropped August 18th. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen, give me your opinion. I would love to hear it. Now, I made this station because for one reason really, and that was to express myself. I want to express how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. I want to express my passions. I'm very passionate about music, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And when I heard about Anchor, I just felt like this was the platform that I truly needed. I want to talk about music, popular subjects, possibly wrestling. I'm a big WWE fan, and I've also been a fan of that and passionate about that since I've been a little girl. And so I feel like this is my shot. This is what I needed, and I finally conjured up the courage to do so. I'd like to use it to maybe reach out to people that can relate to me, that are like me, that they can think like me, or really honestly just relate to me. As I said, maybe they can listen to me and escape for a little bit, listen to music that I'm listening to, find some new music that now they like, or they never thought they would like, or maybe that they hate. Everyone has their preferences, but I'm hoping maybe they can listen to me escape for a little bit and maybe find a friend in me that they can listen to me and just feel like someone's there for at least a little bit, because I know how it feels to be alone. Now, moving on, let's talk about State Champs, which has got to be one of my favorite bands now. They're definitely my top five, and I am so ecstatic to see them again live next month, because they are now going on tour September 5th with Home Safe, Sleep On It, and Bearings. I saw them for the first time, Warped Tour of 2016, and it has got to be hands down one of the best days of my life, aside from seeing a band that I am completely in love with and has got to be one of my favorite bands of all time, and that is All Time Low, which, from what I've heard on the new State Champs record, Alex Gaskarth, which is the lead man for All Time Low, is going to be featured on a song with State Champs, which I can already tell. I love it already, and I haven't even heard it. The album hasn't even dropped, and I already love it. I can already tell. Now, this next song came off of their Around the World and Back Deluxe Edition. It came on May 5th, and it got some mixed reactions. A lot of people loved it, like myself. I love the new songs. I love the acoustic versions, and then I just love that the original record, period. So I was all down for a deluxe edition, but a lot of people were saying, you know, why now? Why is it that you waited so long? You know, why? I feel like they felt like they were just taking advantage of us and our money and trying to make the most money they can, which, I mean, in the big scheme of things, that's why you put out a record. Besides to obviously spread your music, you know, you hope to make money. But I see their point, but I still love it regardless. So I'm seeing them in September. I hope somebody else is excited as I am to see them. I haven't shut up about it for months, like ever since I got the tickets. So here is Slow Burn by State Champs. Okay, that was Slow Burn by State Champs off their Around the World and Back Deluxe Edition album. Came out May 5th. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think on that one as well. I just found out, I want to put these as episodes so people can hear them later, but sorry, you will not be hearing the songs in between takes, apparently. So definitely pause me. Go give a listen if you're listening to this after the day I put these up. And let me know what you think. So a little rundown of who I am. I refer to myself as A. I'm going to keep myself anonymous. I am not going to disclose my name because I don't want anyone really knowing, you know, my name, who I am, where I'm from, or anything of that nature, because I don't want people to look up and see what I look like or my family or anything like that. I want you to hear what I have to say, what I have to think, because I feel like that is most important. I want you to hear me, hear what I have to say, and see me for me. That's what I really want when it comes down to it. So a little bit about me. I'm not going to give you my age, but I am young. I'm still in high school. I'm in my senior year, actually. I plan to go to college in June. My main focus is to pursue music in some fashion, but I do want to have a college degree as a backup just in case that doesn't work out. I have a passion for music and wrestling, but really, in the big scheme of things, I'm just a big nerd. I love Batman, I love comic books, I love reading, I love writing. I have a record collection. I love horror movies, video games, stupid comedies, so on and so forth. Basically anything of that nature, really. And if you've noticed, the past two songs that I've played have been pop punk, but I do love metalcore and alternative rock music and anything of that sort, and other things here and there. I do love, you know, some rap music and pop and, you know, whatever I like. People like to put you like to put yourself in a box and say, oh, well, I'm a rock fan, or I'm a rap fan, or I like indie, but I just like what I like, and that's what it all comes down to. But I do stay in the pop punk and metalcore alternative rock general area just because that's what I connect to with the most. But it definitely does differ from day to day. Now, next is Bad Omens, which they were on Warped Tour of 2017. I miss them, sadly. I believe they were playing at the same time as I Prevail, and so I had to pick one or the other. I picked I Prevail. I've been waiting to see I Prevail for about a couple years now, and I've always missed them, so I couldn't miss that chance. Bad Omens has one album from what I've seen. I don't know a whole lot about them because I just started listening to them, but they have one album. It's a self-titled, and it dropped August of 2016. And so without further ado, we're gonna listen to one of the songs off that album. It's the song that I found them from. And I Fucking love it. This is The Worst in Me by Bad Omens. Alright, that was Bad Omens with The Worst in Me off their self-titled album that dropped August of 2016. I do want to thank anyone who may be or will be listening later, hopefully. My hopes with this station, as I've said before, is to reach out to people that can relate to me and relate with what I'm saying and just get with my vibe and to express myself and express what I'm passionate about. So I do want to thank anyone who has taken the time to listen to me, listen to these songs that I've posted up here. And that's really it. Now, to finish this up, I do want to talk about a band that I fell in love with right... I use that term a lot. I say I fall in love with a lot of things, but really, call me a hopeless romantic, but I fall in love with music a lot. This is a group that I've really been digging lately. I think that they need a lot more recognition than they do. They have a lot of talent. I finally got to see them at Warped Tour, which I will talk about later because I do plan on having a day specifically dedicated to Warped Tour of 2017, so I won't get too much into it, but they're a great group of guys, and they are called the Gospel Youth. They are from the UK, and they are fucking phenomenal. So, they just had an album drop, I believe, the week before I saw them at Warped Tour, so like, I believe July, like, 14th, maybe? But I'm not 100% sure. Do not hold me to that. But their album is called Always Lose. It cover to fucking back of the album is just fucking wonderful. It's a great album. Again, a great group of guys. A lot of talent. They need more recognition. And I definitely, definitely recommend you check them out. So, without further ado, thank you for listening. This is Moods Like English Weather by the Gospel Youth.